Can you hold the end of his tape measure? 好，这里 hold 末尾的可以不用发音，后面的 the 在这里呢，我们不读作 the， 而读作 the， 因为后面 and 这个单词它是以元音字母开头，并且首字母发音是元音，所以呢 the 我们读作 the。当 the 读作 z 之后呢，这里呢就涉及到一个元音和元音的连读。z 末尾是元音 e， 后面的 and 字母 e 对应的是元音 e， 两个元音放在一起了，前面一个元音呢又是 e， 所以中间我们要加一个 e 的半元音。the end， the end， 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 the end。The end, the end. 好，这里 and 和后面的 of 又连读成了 dov 的发音，所以是 the end of, the end of, the end of. Of 和后面的 this 在读快的时候呢，这里的 this 我们是可以忽略掉的，因为 this 上下齿要轻触舌尖，在你语速很快的时候，我们根本就来不及去发这样的一个动作，所以 z 的发音呢，在这里我们是可以省略掉的。我们的 of 末尾的 v 是和 this 当中字母 i 对应的音标进行连读，字母 i 对应的是 i， 所以连在一起就是 v v v。The end of this, the end of this, the end of this. 好，我们把整句话读一下。Can you hold the end of this tape measure? Can you hold the end of this tape measure? Can you hold the end of this tape measure? 在这里 ，hold 末尾的和 tape 末尾 p 是不发音的。Can you hold the end of this tape measure? Can you hold the end of this tape measure? 好，下面 Sure, what's this for? What's this for? 好，这里的 what's 和后面的 this 当你在读快的时候，同样这里 this th 的音呢，我们是来不及发的，所以呢我们是和this 当中字母 i 对应的音标进行连读，那就变成了What is, what is, what is, what 一撇 s 读 what's, what's, what's， 它和 this 当中字母 i 对应的元音 i 连读成 what is, what is, what's it for, what's it for, sure, what's it for, sure, what's it for。好，我们把两句话再读一下。Can you hold the end of this tape measure? Sure, what's this for? 好，下面 I'm taking some measurements for new curtains. What about measuring the floor for new carpets? 这里 what 和 about 构成了辅元连读，注意在美式发音当中 what 末尾在和后面元音连读的时候要浊化成类似于的的发音，所以是 what about, what about, what about, about 末尾在这里是不用发音的。 What about, what about measuring, what about measuring the floor for new carpets and the walls for new wallpaper?好，整句话我们再慢速读一下。What about measuring the floor for new carpets and the walls for new wallpaper? I thought we'll just fix up the wood floor and use some paint for the walls. 首先 I thought 末尾可以不用发音。I thought we'll just 末尾不发音。 We'll just fix up, fix 和后面的 up 连读成 fix up, fix up, 注意 up 末尾的 p 我们是不用发出来的啊，只需要发它前半部分闭嘴巴的那个准备动作啊，然后呢不需要把后面这个 p 爆破出去，所以是 fix up fix up。 当你准备爆破的时候赶紧的停顿 fix up fix up fix up。 I thought we'll just fix up I thought we'll just fix up I thought we'll just fix up the wood floor wood 末尾的不用发音 the wood floor the wood floor and use some paint for the walls。 这里 and 末尾的不用发音 and use some paint for the walls paint 末尾的不用发音 and use some paint for the walls and use some paint for the walls。 好，整句话我们再读一下。 I thought we'd just fix up the wood floorand use some paint for the walls. Good idea. Good 和 idea 可以连读成 good idea. Good idea. Good eye 中间是 die 的发音 good idea. Good idea. Good idea. Tomorrow, we'll go and pick out some curtains and paint. 那这里的 go和 and 我们是连读成了 going going going。 为什么会读成 going 呢？首先这里的 and 我们是弱读成了n 的发音啊，注意哦， and 是弱读成了 n 的发音。然后 go 和 n 这里它是属于两个元音了。 go 字母 o 对应的是一个双元音 o， 而 n 开头是元音 n， 所以呢这边是两个元音放在一起，前面一个元音它是以 u 结尾的 go u u go u， 它是以 u 结尾的，我们中间要加一个 u 的半元音来做过渡，然后所以呢变成了 going goinggoing goin， 后面 pick 和 out 连读是 pick out pick out pick out， 注意 out 末尾可以不用发音了 pick out， 所以整句话是 go and pick out go and pick out go and pick out。 Tomorrow we'll go and pick out、we'll go and pick outWe'll go and pick out some curtains and paint. Okay. 好，整句话啊，整篇对话我们再读一下。从 Can you 开始。Can you hold the end of his tape measure? Sure. What's this for? I'm taking some measurements for new curtains. What aboutmeasuring the floor for new carpets and the walls for new wallpaper. I thought we'll just fix up the wood floor and use some paint for the walls. Good idea. Tomorrow we'll go and pick out some curtains and paint. Okay. 好，下面呢，我们来一个长速版本的。Can you hold the end of this tape measure? Sure, what's this for? I'm taking some measurements for new curtains. What about measuring the floor for new carpets and the walls for new wallpaper? I thought we'd just fix up the wood floor and use some paint for the walls. Good idea. Tomorrow we'll go and pick out some curtains and paint. Okay.好了，这就是我们今天关于这篇对话的发音讲解。欢迎你关注我们的微信公众号英语主播 Emily， 去参与每周一二三六早上九点钟的直播分享。 OK, this is Emily. I'll see you next time. Bye bye.